Hey guys, welcome back to the Lowdown on Katy Perry. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. We do have some interesting topics to talk about today. My name's Michael, as you might know. My socials are at Katy Perry Aesthetic on Instagram and TikTok. Follow me there. And as well, it's at MichaelPerry84 on Twitter. So, how have you guys been? It's been a little bit of time. I'm sorry. I'm not usually this bad, but you know, things got in the way, but I'm here to stay. Hey, that rhymed. So let's get into it. So today I just wanted to talk about a couple things. First and foremost, American Idol is doing... It's over now, as I believe. So American Idol is over. Electric is quite old. It's over, I mean. It did really well for what it did. The music video did really well. Let me just see how many views it has. It has 26 million views in 1 month, which is not bad, honestly. So Electric didn't really hit any charts, but not that we were expecting it to be honest. Electric is, you know, a cute little bop, and I don't think Katy's trying to push it just because it's not really like a song from an album or anything like that. It was more of a song that she needed to make for her partnership with Pokemon. She did a really great job, obviously, and obviously this will bring more partnerships for her. So yeah, I'm not surprised it wasn't like pushed out to radios, even though it should have been, because it was honestly such a good song. But I think it's just because it was like a song that she was paid to make, and you know, her team's not going to invest a ton of money into it to push it out into the world, which is fine. I think Pokemon helped the hype for it and obviously brought a lot of views, because a lot of kids or a lot of people that play Pokemon are going to watch the big music video associated with Pokemon. So, you know, in one way, it brought a lot of people to the music. And, you know, I she did a great job. The song is amazing. The video is amazing. You know, so Electric is fun, but it's a promo song. You gotta keep that in mind. She's not gonna invest millions of dollars in, you know, promotion or other things like that. So she was paid for a song and a music video, I believe. So she definitely delivered. One thing about Katy, if she's doing it for someone or if she's hired to do something, she puts her all in. And you can definitely tell that with Electric. Electric, just an amazing video, adorable. Now, moving on a little bit, there was something on Twitter. The new Vegas residency casino that she's supposed to start at, Resort World Las Vegas, apparently caught on fire or something like that. Let me just check to make sure that's completely true. Yeah, so some news reports from the site are seeing smoke coming from the Resorts World site in Las Vegas, which is quite odd because it's a brand new building. So what's going on? Could it have been a construction accident? It just says reports of smoke coming from the Resorts World construction site on June 19th. Not a ton of details though. Like these are local news stations for Las Vegas. And there's not a lot of information. So this was a day ago, or 2 days ago by the time this gets uploaded. So yeah, there was apparently a fire. And I don't know, it's just like not a lot of information about the fire, which is kind of weird. But there's just like a video of black smoke coming from the beautiful new Resorts World. So it's kind of weird. I'm kind of like, what's going on? Is the residency going to get pushed? But I doubt it, because they're due to open June 24th. Possibly maybe the opening for the resort is going to be pushed back a little bit because of a fire or something like that. But because Katy's sets are in December and March of next year, I'm sure whatever damage happened because of a fire is not going to affect that. So hold your tickets. It's not going to go anywhere. Did y'all buy a ticket to that? I saw that after the pre-sale, which Katy had for her Tumblr and like for the real Katie Cuts, the prices did go up. They went up quite a bit, and they're not as cheap as they were, either through scalping or, you know, just increased prices for the general public, which kind of makes sense. I'm sure when she did make the deal, she said that, like, you know, my pre-sale for my fans, we're not going to, like, overcharge them or make them pay, like, three times the normal price. So, yeah. So if you bought before the before, you know, the general sale, you definitely saved a lot of money. A lot of the tickets I saw, the nosebleeds, they're now like the price of like the floor seats that I saw. So yeah, I mean, if you want to go, you're going to just have to pay. It's Vegas, baby. You know, you're going to have to pay a lot for the hotel. You're going to have to pay. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas, to be honest. Like, the song says it all. That was a little interesting. I don't think it's really going to affect it. I'm sure whatever happened, they can hire a ton of people to fix it within a couple days. So yeah, that was interesting to see as well. How are y'all doing? I don't know. This is just like me talking. I'm not really like, I don't have a script today, so I'm just kind of like freehanding everything, and you know, I've been okay. It's been a weird little, you know, couple months. Where I live, I'm still locked down. Or we were locked down until just a couple weeks ago. So, you know, America's open with, you know, they have really great vaccination rates. A lot of places are opening. Mask mandates are leaving. And then where I live in Ontario, Canada. And let's just say we're finally starting to, like, enter phases of like reopenings, but let's just say they're very slow, and we are allowed 4 people on an outdoor patio. We're still not allowed indoor dining. It's just rough, dude. It's hard, you know. Things are closed, or like the stores are at 15% capacity, meaning like some stores, if you're a really small store, you can only have 3 or 4 people shopping at a time. So there's lines everywhere. It's just not fun. And this past month, like, I've been doing that like spring course that I told you about before. Finally finished it though. I'm fully done with school for the year. I'll be going back in September, but the rest of the summer I'm completely off. I'll just be working, but I can fit everything else between then. So yeah, I won't be working on assignments or stressing about that. Like, I have time for, you know, myself and the podcast, which is going to be great. And I'm really excited for the summer. Some exciting things are coming. I'm not going to spoil anything. So yeah, how are y'all doing? I don't know. Hopefully wherever you live, it's a little bit better than where I am, because yeah, it's just been rough. Sorry, I love to rant about my life, if you can tell. Anyways, enough about me, more about her. I wanted to talk about a huge topic, but I'm going to save that for the second portion of the podcast. One thing I wanted to talk about, because it kind of leads into section of the podcast. I don't know how y'all are with your friend groups, but no matter how old you are, or I guess like who your closest friends are, I don't know if y'all grew up together or you grew up in the same era, because some people like have big age gaps between their groups or members or whoever. But like, think about you and your best friend. What music do you guys put on when you get into a road trip together? Like, if you're going to the beach or you're going in the car together for an extended period of time, think about what songs y'all listen to. Now, sometimes one member of the party can have a very different music taste. Like, one can be into country and one can be into like rock, or I mean, rock's not as common anymore, but like, you know, one person's into very mainstream pop of today, and another person is just like into alternative or whatever. I found this for myself. I just took a little bit of like a weekend getaway, and I had a couple of my closest friends with me, and I don't know, like, to be honest, for myself, I don't really, like, express my love for pop or, you know, like, Katie as my, like, number one. You know, like, they kind of teased me when I was growing up because, like, I don't know, it was weird. But anyways, nowadays we're okay. But So yeah, so like we were in the car, we were listening to like just this constant like playlist of the same artist, and I was like, Lord, like it was fine. It was just like I like, you know, girly pop, like that good stuff. So anyway, I was just like, can I make a music suggestion or can I make a song request? I said, and they're like, yeah, sure, whatever, like no problem. And I was like, okay, we need to listen to, you know, that older Katie stuff, Teenage Dream. And they're like, oh my god, I haven't listened to that in so long. Totally forgot about that album. I totally forgot about that song. And we listened to it, and it was the most fun I had that entire car ride, because it was just like, it was so lovely to be listening to my favorite artist, listening to some of my favorite songs, and like we were just jamming out, because like those songs, especially Teenage Dream, the album, it was so popular on the radios back in the day, right? And these people either heard it as kids, heard it as teenagers, heard them as adults. So everyone kind of knows these songs. Everyone kind of has them subconsciously in the back of their head. Even if they like haven't listened to them in 5 years, the lyrics come back to you, you know? So I just thought it was so interesting, because like my best friend was sitting in the front seat beside me. He's like, oh my god, I have not listened to these songs in who knows how long. And they're like, I'm so happy that I like that you told me about these songs, because I totally forgot about them. And I was thinking, I'm like, damn, like just the song suggestion can bring someone back to someone's album or an artist that they haven't listened to in forever. So if you had like friends or like other friends that used to listen to them, or you know, used to be in that pop scene, make a song suggestion next time you're road tripping or next time you're hanging out. It could literally bring them back to the fandom, or it could literally bring them back to streaming those songs. Because like, let's be honest, Teenage Dream is such a versatile album. The whole world was listening to the album back when it came out. And, you know, people stray away, they start listening to other artists, or they just forget these songs. Because, let's be real, the main pop radios today, they don't play these older songs anymore. They're playing what's new, or new releases, blah, 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 new artists. A lot of them have forgotten about Katie. And it's our job, you know, as Katie Cats, to, like, keep it going within our friend groups. Because if you have, like, six friends, those six friends are six dreams, or there's six different people that could fall in love with the albums again, or you know, something like that. So like, think about it, like next time you're with, like, I'm not talking about you and your Katie Cat friends, or like your friends that already listen to Katie, because like they're gonna be like, yeah, I listen to this all the time. Think about like those friends or those siblings, or you know, those people that you don't see as often, or you don't see them listening to Katie as often, or they listen to other songs. Think about suggesting songs, and think about, obviously, suggest like something that was really popular. Like I suggested Teenage Dream because everyone has heard or knows Teenage Dream. I'm not gonna suggest like Not Like the Movies or By the Grace of God. Like maybe for a slow song, yeah, but like when you're jamming out in the car, don't suggest something slow and a little bit like more of like the ballad type songs. Suggest a party song, and one that's very known, and you know, it'll just like reignite something in them, reignite the light and let it shine in them. So yeah, think about it. Suggest a song in next time you're hanging out with those friends that you know definitely don't listen to Katie or listen to your old. This applies to other artists as well, like Lady Gaga or anything. I'm a very open and neutral person. I'm not just talking about Katie, but I found that really interesting. Let's take a short break and go into our next series, which is Teenage Dream. All right, let's get back into it. So, leading in, okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit for the rest of the show about the impact of Teenage Dream. And that's kind of why I went into that little, you know. Anyways, so, Teenage Dream. Obviously, we've all heard it. We've all seen the album. We all probably love the album. Some of us think it's overrated. Your opinion is yours. Anyways, I'm just gonna talk about the facts, and the facts never lie, okay? So, as we know, Teenage Dream, iconic, old, I can say that. It's around 10 years old. It's old, but it's still iconic, and it still gets people crazy. Like, I think the nostalgia with Teenage Dream is just so powerful, and it's, you know, regarded by many, many pop icons and pop experts as the most influential pop album of the 2010s. Teenage Dream was, it's the gold standard of pop, if I could explain it. It had the huge powerhouse of producers like Dr. Luke, which obviously nowadays he's a piece of shit, but anyways, Max Martin. I don't know if you know who this is, but Benny Blanco is a huge producer and just like a writer and musician in the music industry. He's made some of the biggest hits. And obviously, like, Bonnie McKee is an incredible lyricist, and she's worked with Katie on all of her hits. Like, Bonnie is just amazing. So first of all, it already had the recipe for success. It had the best producers, the best songwriters, the best everything. Like, Katie really found, you know, the dream team. That's kind of a pun. The dream team for Teenage Dream. And, you know, like, I think from the studio, from like just from the start from the studio, like, Katie really just knew what she was doing and what she wanted to do with this album, which was sell like crazy and get her name out there and just, you know, create amazing pop. And she was very successful with it. To this day, like, all of the like five or six biggest releases that Katie's ever had is from Teenage Dream. And to this day, if those come on the radio, like, some radios do like throwback hits. If someone hears one of those on the radio, they'll remember and they'll know this song, if that makes sense. Or, you know, they'll be able to rock out to it because it's just so nostalgic. The 2010s were 10 years ago, but like, they feel like longer, and they were just so iconic. And this song just really just screams, or sorry, not this song, this album just really screams 2010s at its finest. And it's still got influence today, which is so interesting. You see it in songs like Shut Up and Dance, where they talk about, like, I think the lyrics, like, My Juliet, My Teenage Dream. Or you see it in Olivia Rodrigo's, I think it's Brutal, where she's like, where's my effing teenage dream? And one thing about that, and I know we talked about Olivia last podcast, but Olivia literally made a merch item called Teenage, and it literally was Teenage Dream across like a sweatshirt. And a lot of Katie Katz, and rightfully so, got a little cheesed, I would say, that the fact that Olivia is selling Teenage Dream t-shirts, when really, I feel like Katie really solidified this phrase as associating with this album. Like, the album was so influential and amazing that it's like, okay, any mention of Teenage Dream just automatically associates with this album. And, you know, like, for this, like, I like the, like, I like when artists, like, reference Katie, or, you know, it's obviously Katie. But, like, when you're almost, like, using it, and then you're selling merch with it, or just, like, pretending that you came up with it, doesn't really make sense, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like anytime you think of Teenage Dream, where did that come from? Where did that originate from? I don't know if Katie absolutely coined the term, like, she said it, but I really think it got out there or got known as Katie's because it's just her, like, it's just her such, it's such an iconic album that, like, any association with it just should automatically refer to, you know, her album or even, like, Teenage Dream. Like, I don't know, like, I don't think it was ever, like, people said, oh, you know, you're my Teenage Dream, or, like, it just doesn't make sense, if that makes sense. Like, it only makes sense that this phrase was coined and it was used when we think about like, oh, you're my teenage, or I'm living a teenage dream. I don't know if that makes sense to you or if it makes sense to me. Honestly, I don't know. But it just makes, it just, I'm not mad at Olivia Rodrigo. Oh God, I mess up her last name every time. I'm not mad at her. I think it's nice that we're using that term, because when I hear Teenage Dream, or I think, you know, I think of the album and I think of the iconic pop album that Katy made. And I think, I really personally think that anytime you say Teenage Dream or you talk about yourself having a teenage dream, it's inspired by and it's originating from the album. So that's just my two cents on that topic. Like, it's just interesting seeing her still having this impact nowadays with, you know, just even like the wording, like who quotes a 10-year-old album? Not many people. Or like, how many artists quote 10-year-old albums? Not many people. So it's obviously still got so much power, and it's still got, like, to me, it's some of the hits have aged a little bit, but Teenage Dream to me does not sound old. Fireworks sounds a little old, just the way it was produced, but there's still many songs that I'll on the album that are like, I feel like you could play them today and you could get by, because like, I don't know, they just don't sound old to me. And I don't know, like Teenage Dream, obviously, as we know, is an amazing album, and it gave Katy so much success. And let's see here, let me read off some of the stats. So she topped at obviously number one, as it should. It has sold, I think she's 11 times platinum. I think recently she just got the thing for 11 times platinum. And let me just find out how many, what that means, the platinum badge. So it says platinum. So it's the RIAA certification, if you know what that is. So it means that a song was downloaded over 100,000 times. Okay. Or yes. So I know there's like gold, there's silver, there's bronze, and then there's like the higher ones like platinum. So yeah, and I think a lot of factors goes into that, like music video views. And so, okay, here I have the description. So a gold record is a single or album that sells 500,000 units. Okay, and then here for ours, it's platinum levels of albums and singles. So it's 1 million downloads, or I guess purchases. So if it's 11 times platinum, that means it's 11 million downloads or purchases, which is a lot of downloads. And then diamond is 10 million. Wow. So technically it's a diamond, because it's got 10 million units. It's got over 10 million units. So technically it's a diamond. So that's really rare, obviously, because that's a lot of streams. So yeah, obviously Teenage Dream, it inspired a lot of other artists. If you don't know, Dynamite by BTS was inspired by Firework. And I don't want to get into that drama, but I think it was 2019 December, there was some weird ass like drama that happened, and I'm not even going to talk about it because I just hated it. But anyway, so yeah, BTS themselves are inspired by Firework. They said that they listened to it, and that they used like they wanted a song like Firework because like it was influential for them. So like, it's just interesting to see artists that are influenced by Katy, and that, you know, this album just cemented herself as a legendary pop icon. And I'm really happy for her, because like that means like she doesn't need to do anything else. Like she said herself, like, I don't need like any more awards. I don't need any more records. Like, she's done it all. And a lot of them were done with this album. We know that this album tied Michael Jackson for the most number ones from one album. Who else has gotten that? Nobody except for her and Michael Jackson. That's legendary. That's amazing. Michael Jackson is pop king. So she's technically pop queen with that certification. So it's just like, when I see Olivia Rodrigo using Teenage Dream and then trying to coin it or putting that on a thing to sell as her own phrase, it's just like, what? Excuse me? Are there royalties going to Katie? Because you're using her phrase, you're using her iconic album name as a cash grab or as a thing to sell for merch. Like, it just, I'm not mad at Olivia. I love Olivia. She's great. I think she's killing it. But it's just like, it was a little weird. And seeing her stans or seeing other stans saying, you know, whatever, it's free use to use Teenage Dream. Yeah, maybe the phrase was not originated by Katie or she didn't come up with it or whatever. But after her album and after everything we've been through, after 10 years, you can't just say, oh, whatever, like, who cares? She can use it too. Like, it's just like, it doesn't make sense to me. And I don't know if I'm rambling or whatever. It's just like, I don't know. Like, Teenage Dream is Teenage Dream. Anytime you say Teenage Dream to me, I think of the album. I think of the song. I think of all of the songs. And it's just because it was so influential that it's like, it doesn't make sense to use it as someone else's or to use it in any other way, if that makes sense. And maybe I'm just being a little bitchy Katie Cat, but maybe I am. Like, I deserve to be, because like, this album was one of the biggest albums of all time, and I'm gonna fight for it till I die. Like, I literally will be 99 and I'll be like, no, screw you, like, Teenage Dream is the best pop album of all time. And you know, it's not everyone's cup of tea. Some people, I've seen people calling it the worst bubblegum pop. Honestly, no. Maybe the singles that she released were a little bit more streamlined, like, oh, these are basic pop hits. But like, if you go into that album, Circle the Drain, do not tell me that's a bubblegum pop song. That is not a bubblegum. That is like something else. It's like the album had so much versatility and so many of the songs were so different in their own way. And it's like those people that don't even dive into the albums and they just critique it based on the 5 singles that got number one for a reason, and they say shit like that, it's like, no, okay, like, you just don't know what you're talking about. Because when I think of Teenage Dream, yeah, it's got some bubblegum pop, but honestly, when you think of the whole album, I wouldn't consider it bubblegum pop. It's pop, but it's got a lot of different things, like, it says here, like, disco, electronic, rock, funk, house, hip-hop, like, it just makes sense to me. Like, I'm like, yeah, this is not like just one thing, and Katie is not just one thing, you know. And people are like, I've seen people argue, oh, Katie has never changed, she's been the same, she's trying to push her bubblegum pop in 2020. Like, I saw that last year and I was like, are you stupid? Did you not just cancel her over Witness for being a crazy, weird, experimental album? And then she released a Smile and y'all think, oh, whatever, this is so sad that she hasn't changed from her Teenage Dream days. She's just looking to get back on the chart. It just pisses me off. And it should piss you off too, because you know Katie, she never does the same thing twice. She's a trendsetter still in everything she does. And, you know, she's doing her best and she's doing the best she wants to do. And that's all that matters. You know, if she doesn't want to kill herself with her music anymore, like going on extensive world tours or, you know, spending millions of dollars on promo, or I don't think she wants to look like that desperate pop star anymore. And I totally respect that. She's got other priorities. She's got her daughter. Period. Case closed. Like, if you can't deal with it, grow up and like think about it rationally, you know. Anyway, I'm rambling like crazy. One last thing I wanted to add. Did you guys see the, I'm sure you saw it. If you follow her, you see it. But like the interesting little, I think it was for like voter rights, that they always do like promotion for voter rights. And so like Orlando and Katie like got like dressed up as like really old people and it said like year 2055. And it was adorable. Like, Katie is actually not a bad actress. Like, I think she could really go out and like act somewhere or, you know, like, I really want to see her in a movie, like, almost like Lady Gaga did. Like, I want to see her, like, even in a movie with music associated with it, because I think she'd do amazing, and honestly, it would really, really help with her locals' recognition and approval, because y'all know, like, a movie can change a career in a good way or a bad way, though. So if it's a good movie, she's going up and up, but if it's a bad movie or it's just not well made, and that's obviously not her fault, it's the producer, it's the company that makes the movie, you know, it's a little more, you don't want to be associated with a really bad movie, you know. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening today. I hope you got through my rambling and my kind of confusing thought process today, but you know, that's me. That's why you come every time I post an episode, because you want to hear me ramble like an idiot. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Catch my old episodes. There's a ton of them on now. I'm looking through my old episodes and I'm like, wow, there's a lot of hours of content here. And like, a lot of them are like my very first one. Don't go listen to it, because it sounds, the audio was absolute trash, because I didn't like really know how to record, and but now I'm like a little more established. I'm not perfect, obviously, but yeah, so like, it's interesting. So if you want to go check out old stuff, go ahead, feel free. It's a little outdated, but I do some of the podcasts do cover other topics, like other albums or other issues that, you know, I've addressed. So if you wanted to check those out, go ahead. Otherwise, thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great week, and have a great anything. If your birthday is coming up this week, happy birthday. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just crazy right now. So anyways, stay safe and have a great morning. Have a great afternoon, or have a great night. I'll see you later. Bye.